This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. Okay, I want you part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, it's really the only way this works. And I don't mean just for me. I mean for the process as a whole. Seriously. Get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, not only can you watch live and listen live and take the poll, all that fun stuff, but you can get involved with others in the chat room. Give me your email address. That would be really cool, don't you think? And it would, let me see. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I've already been through this. And then on top of that, and texting. You know, if you want a text notice instead of an email notice, as some of you have asked for, then simply text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anybody decide that they just needed to see something very... very, very sad. Did any of you watch the hearings today? I mean, I actually felt bad. I mean, I know this is being beaten up all over the place, and I told you guys I wouldn't do the same thing. I'm not going to just sit there and keep beating this stuff up over and over and over again, but I can't help it. Right? I mean, seriously. When you saw what he was doing, what Mueller was doing, or Mueller... I actually felt bad for the man. He looked thoroughly out of sorts, thoroughly out of place, thoroughly confused. And the bad part about it, you know, the Democrats came out there. They thought they had some major win. I mean, you know how I always say that you can. Two different people, five different people, eight different people, they can walk out of a room, see the same thing, hear the same thing, and come out with 15 different viewpoints as to what just happened. I mean, it's crazy. The short answer, it's crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate it. I'll play some clips later on in the show. You know, not that I want to beat it to death like everybody else, but I'm just, you know, initially... the Democrats are out there screaming, you know, the president wasn't cleared. But some key points right now that we can talk about. Mueller, apparently, or Mueller, sorry, was not familiar with the report. Did you notice that? Very little of what they were talking about did he remember or know. And I'm talking about key points, key issues. You know, they kept referring back to the report. He really didn't have a clue. It's almost as if somebody else wrote it and he put his name on it, which wouldn't be the first time. David Axelrod, big, big supporter of the Democrats and Hillary and what have you, always on CNN, you know, hitting on the president and holding up the Democrats. He said this was bad, very, very bad, not for the president. Now, you know, they talk about obstruction. They're still talking about obstruction. Mueller said point blank, he conducted the investigation, his words not mine, unhindered. Right? Well, that means that nobody got in his way. Nothing slowed him down. And, you know, if you think about this, as I'm listening to all this go on, and I'm listening to the Democrats ask their questions. Now, the beauty behind the Democrats is the question always starts off with, you know, we know that the president is still lying today and colluding with the Russians. And, you know, this is how they started off everything. And you're saying to yourself, my God, when did you not become an American? When did it become okay to consistently go after the president 24/7? Now, some of you Dems are listening and go, oh, yeah, this is, no, he's a bad man. We have to, all right. So, you know what? Let's get to brass tacks here. So is Obama. Obama and his crew hated this country because you could say they loved it. Yeah, they loved it their way. They loved it and wanted to turn it into a socialist paradise for them where they had total control, where they were dictators. Are you serious? How can you as a Democrat with a square face look at us and say it was okay for Hillary Clinton to wipe out 30,000 plus emails after a judge told her not to? Obama was sending her emails to a private server after he told people he didn't believe she had a private server, didn't know she had one. I mean, we go down a whole list of stuff that they lied about, but there isn't one Dem with the spine or the truth to be able to say, yeah, they were crooks also. I'll even take that line, but they won't do it. There's no way. And again, Mueller said, I conducted unhindered. He said there was no impeachable conduct. He had the ability to say that. He didn't say it. Why not? Right? He said he was not, you know, I mean, you hear the Dems say, well, you know, Mueller didn't exonerate him. It's like not Mueller's job to exonerate him. Mueller's job is to is put the evidence forward and can make a recommendation. No recommendation was made to impeach, to investigate, to do whatever to that president. Not a one. And you know what? Let the Dems keep this up. Let them keep this up to Election Day. Right? When Mueller was asked, where have exonerations been given in the past and special investigations? Nowhere. No obstruction, no collusion. And the Russians, we did find out for sure that the Russians attempted to sway the election under Obama. Truman Senior Host. We're going to talk about Epstein on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And again, if you want to be notified of the show, it's really simple. Just text TRS to 55222. Text TRS to 55222. It's not that hard. If you want to stop getting them, they irritate you. I only send out a couple a week. I don't even send one out every night. I hate it. I hate when people do that to me with emails and other things. So if you want to be notified, you want to get involved, real simple. Head up to the website, realside.com. Now, we haven't talked, I've touched on this a couple times. We haven't talked a lot about it, a lot of other news going on. But I'm telling you,
And I keep saying this. This guy is going to go to jail for life. And let me tell you what, guys like him in jail don't do well. And unless he starts taking people down with him, he's in some serious trouble. One of the other things I've said is, let's get Epstein and a few others together, including Hillary Clinton. Let's put them in jail cells right next to each other. Glass cells, okay, as we do interrogations. And I'm telling you, if we get a few enough of these people together, we will take down all of D.C. I think it would be a lot of fun. Tracy Beams joins me, and she's an investigative journalist who places a strong focus on politics while writing for Uncover D.C. Now, she's been brought the intricate details of several major stories to light, which is really cool because guys like me don't have time to dig on all these things. Tracy, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me tonight.
Always a pleasure. So listen, let's just get going with this thing. As far as Epstein goes, you know, he's been dealing with these people for years. And I'm sure after a while, you know, flying in that plane and having dinner and going out to events with these people, he knows a lot about some really big names in the D.C. area, doesn't he?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, just this evening, a story broke on the Daily Beast. Really interesting they're putting it out tonight with all the Mueller stuff going on, but they found that, you know, as early as 1993, Epstein donated to the White House Historical Association and was at a reception there hosted by Bill and Hillary. So when Bill Clinton came out with his statement, his unprovoked statement, kind of distancing himself from Jeffrey Epstein, we know now that there was a Linda Rothschild's connection that brought the Clintons over into Epstein's orbit as early as the 93 at the White House.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, and when Bill comes out and says, I didn't know anything, it means that he knew everything. We all know that, though.
Absolutely. He's 26 times on the plane, and yet another one that's been just recently discovered with an unidentified female on the plane along with him. Jeffrey Epstein taking credit for forming the Clinton Global Initiative. You know, the ties here are obvious, and there's many of them. So you're absolutely right.
Well, let me ask you again. You know, 26 times we were told that he went, and I don't know if this part of the story is true, but I know that the majority of those times, or maybe every time, he dismissed the Secret Service from the trip.
There are a few times where there is no Secret Service detail logged in the flight logs. That's correct. One of the biggest misconceptions, however, about Bill Clinton and the Epstein plane, Lolita Express, is that he traveled to Epstein Island, and there isn't an indication on flight logs that he actually did go to the island on the private jet. So these trips were overseas to Europe, to Asia, to Africa, to do supposed charity, you know, events and philanthropic stuff, you know, because the Clinton Foundation was very philanthropic throughout its tenure. I hope you're noting my sarcasm.
No, I always joke that the Haitian, you know, the Haitian people were picketing outside the Clinton Foundation building for years, and all they wanted was an audit. That's all they kept asking for was an audit, and somehow the media missed it. Everybody missed the fact that they were out there. Nobody actually took them seriously, and it's amazing. Trump has a meeting. After his first meeting, they want to audit everything he's done for the last 30 years. Interesting.
I know, and you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, to be honest, because during the campaign in 2016, when Donald Trump was on the campaign trail, there was a gentleman by the name of Bernard Sansarik who stood up at one of President Trump's town halls and spoke about his relationship to Bill Clinton during the Haiti crisis, because he was a senator in Haiti, and now he's a dual citizen. And he spoke just about what you're talking about here, like where did all this money go, the cell phone towers, the brother, all of it. So, yep.
Well, listen, Epstein's been doing this for many years, and we know he's been doing it for many years. What do you know about what happened down in Florida with him getting off so easily down there?
So that's a really kind of gross story. You know, the Palm Beach locals there took the case on, and they started doing interviews, and there was a detective and a police chief involved who were really straight and narrow trying to prosecute the case. But from way up above was this constant pressure and dismissal and evidence that they were actually leaking the investigation back to Jeffrey Epstein while they were, you know, conducting it. Wow. Witness tampering, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, so you know, the detective who's now deceased, deceased after the Miami Herald report came out. He died of an illness. He reached out to the feds, and the feds came in, and that's when Acosta got involved. And even then, there was conversation that Acosta was kind of strong-armed, and there's communication between the attorneys, the U.S. attorney and Jeffrey Epstein's lawyers, trying to figure out what else could we possibly charge him with outside of this horrible, you know, crimes against children that he was committing, trying to figure out what was the best way they could keep it under wraps, a plea agreement or a non-prosecution agreement or a, you know, a non-prosecutorial agreement, what would be the best one to use. And this all came out actually in the bond or the bail hearing, because the judge used that as proof of obstruction of justice, because Jeffrey Epstein's attorneys or private investigators were running victims' parents off the road. They were threatening them, and they had information about the case. It's true. I mean, it's in the paperwork. It's absolutely hideous. And they had evidence that, you know, the prosecution was dripping information back to the attorneys that then the kind of surrogates of Epstein were using to threaten the witnesses coming forward.
Wow.
So the New York judge used that to keep him in jail, saying this is what he's going to do again.
Well, this is right in line with how the Clintons operate anyway, isn't it? I mean, this is exactly how they do it. They actually do bullying of witnesses, you know, and sometimes they disappear. I don't know.
I mean, there is this thing called the Clinton body count, and whether or not that's real or not, I guess, is relegated to now we're a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, but many people around the Clintons have perished, so...
You know, I used to think this was all conspiracy. There was one state trooper, and I don't know him, but I know who he spoke with. And the bottom line with it was, he said, "Look, I'm not going to last long because I know too much." Now, I grew up in a heavier mafia part of Boston as a young kid. I know exactly what that means. So, for people to think that the Clintons are as white as driven snow, they got a real problem with reality. At least that's how I see it, anyhow. We got to go for a quick break. We come back. I do want to touch a little bit more on Alex Acosta. I want to know. Yeah, I want to know if you know. I mean, was he part of this conspiracy, or did he really just get so much pressure that's why he went down the road he went down? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Following former special counsel Robert Mueller's testimony in Congress, President Trump characterized the Russia probe as a phony cloud.
And you know who knew it was a phony cloud more than anyone else was Schiff and Nadler and Schumer and Pelosi, every one of them.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff sees things otherwise as Democrats make their case.
Before we embark on a course as significant to the country as the impeachment of a president, I want to make sure that we can make that case to the jury of the American people.
In testifying, Mueller offered this response to the president's praise of WikiLeaks during the 2016 presidential race.
Problematic is an understatement in terms of what it displays in terms of giving some, hope or some boost to what is and should be illegal activity.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back.
You can't touch this.
Well, this is a vision for you. Can you imagine Mueller in parachute pants? Jumping around on stage, that would be hilarious. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. You can read some of the stories. Sign up for the weekly email. You can't miss it. Matter of fact, if you missed the sign-up, you probably shouldn't be driving either. And we have a store up there where you can buy the mug, you can buy a shirt, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You go through that book, a lot of those chapters apply today to what's going on. I'm telling you. You know, my favorite one is, why do they have to lie to win? I wrote that in 2016. They haven't backed away. They keep going at it. They keep thinking that if they say it enough, if they lie about it enough, and maybe it's the people they're dealing with. I don't know. I'm just taking a guess here. Tracy Benz joins me. She's an investigative journalist who places a strong focus on politics while writing for Undercover DC. Oh, I'm sorry, Uncover DC. She's brought the intricate details of several major stories to light. Tracy, thanks for being with me today.
We're back.
Yes, we are back, I'm sure. All right, let's get back to it. Epstein, I mean, seriously, when I was talking to you a few minutes ago, and I can't remember his name. My God.
Acosta.
Acosta, yeah. I can't listen to you. You get me in trouble. Acosta. when I hear this guy speak, he sounded so sure of himself at the press conference, right? And I started thinking that either he was part of this whole thing, or he was pressured to go down the road he went down. What do you think?
Okay, so my instinct and what I think is on a personal level is that he was pressured into it. And, you know, it's kind of telling because this entire thing was asked about at his confirmation hearings and it was addressed. And after the story blew up from the Miami Herald, it didn't even really get too hot then. And then when Epstein was arrested, he was kind of forced out of his position. But for all intents and purposes and what we've heard in reporting since, he was basically not the lead on this, even though he was designated as it. There were other people doing the work behind the scenes, and he was the one who put his foot down to get him actually in jail, because there were deals on the table so that he wouldn't be prosecuted as harshly as he should be. And it was Acosta who forced the issue to make that so. So he stressed that in his press conference several times. He said, I wanted him in jail. And I think that he did what he could to get him in there. And, you know, there's now an internal investigation in Florida into what happened with his work release, because there's reports from officers and logs that he was taken to his home and you know, during work hours when he was supposed to be at his office, and all kinds of other malfeasance that went on down there. But I don't think Acosta was involved in trying to cover anything up.
Yeah, I kind of get the same feeling you do, you know, that I don't want to use the term because they've used it so often, you know, he's just a pawn in this whole thing. Because at some point in time, you can grow a spine and decide, look, I'm not going down that road. I'm taking this guy all the way in, and I'm taking him right to the wall. So it's just amazing. When you look at the group of people that Epstein hung around with, I'll put it that way, you mean truly, really, the majority of who he was with were Democrats, weren't they? He, him.
Yes. Yeah, for the most part, at least in terms, especially in terms of financial contribution, yeah. Absolutely. He donated quite a bit of money to the left. And, you know, I don't want to say that there are no bad Republicans out there.
No, of course
there,
not.
There certainly are.
Yep.
There certainly are. But he leaned left, and he did a lot of leftist philanthropy. One interesting thing we can chat about that has flagged me is he was on the plane with Kevin Spacey a few times. And you remember when Kevin Spacey was arrested back in, November of 2018?
Uh-huh.
He put out that video, the House of Cards-like video. Did you see that?
No, can't say I did.
I'm gonna send it to you. It was a video where he acted as his character from House of Cards. It was very weird, and he basically said, "I'm not going down. I'm taking you people with me," sort of a thing. And he, just recently, the same weekend that Epstein was arrested, his civil suit against him was dropped with prejudice, and his criminal suit was dismissed.
See, I wonder how that happened, right? So
it's just very interesting timing, I'll say.
Yeah. No, look at these people have been dirty for so long. They've been running dirty for so long. They've gotten away with things for so long that, you know, again, if you could just get a tenth out of their head, what they've seen and what they know, I think you'd have the jails overflowing through D.C. in a relatively short period of time. But that's just my personal opinion.
I agree with you, and you made a good point. You said, you know, someone has to grow a spine, and I think it's about time people start growing spines, because there's only so long this evil can go unpunished, and it's pervasive, and it needs to stop. So you're absolutely right. People are standing up now, finally, and hopefully we'll see some justice.
Tracy, it's going to be another, my personal opinion, it's going to be another wave, just like that whole, the Me Too movement, right? Nobody came forward until somebody was caught. Nobody came forward till they felt like they were going to be, the light was going to shine on them. And all these women who saw this going on for years and years and years never spoke up as a group, never got together. And I know some people say, well, they would have been ostracized, they would have never had a career. So what? So what? You allowed many other women to be taken advantage of because of your career. I'm supposed to have respect for you for that?
I agree. There was a 2002 piece written about Epstein where the author at Vanity Fair said that she was approached by a woman and her daughters who were willing to go on the record with their names about abuse from Jeffrey Epstein. She included it in her report. Her editor squashed it, and then she let it go. And she laments now that if she would have been able to get that in the story, maybe he would have been arrested sooner. And I said, what about the FBI? What about the police? What about law enforcement? Why didn't you take it a step further? Because she would have been ostracized. She would have been shunned. And it's spineless, in my opinion.
Oh, it is. I mean, doing the right thing is doing the right thing no matter what. And when you, and again, we're not talking about a guy that took advantage of younger women that were trying to get into the film industry or into government or what have you. We're talking about child pornography and sex trafficking. This is a whole different universe. And when it comes to, you know, I've always said the same thing. When it comes to sex trafficking of little kids or child pornography, I think the law should be changed. I think you should be allowed, or the dad of the daughter should be allowed in a room with this guy for 15 minutes. And the dad can be charged with nothing. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great idea, because that's what those people deserve, for sure.
Yeah, this is just sick. Okay, so where do you see this going moving forward with Epstein? It seems to be laying low here.
Well, not sort of, but not really. I mean, the bail hearing went. Jeffrey Epstein's attorneys filed an appeal because they want him out of there. He's obviously a flight risk. But if the prosecution so far is any indication, I don't think this is going to be something that goes quietly into the night. I do think this is being handled correctly by a team of attorneys from every different, there are so many different, you know, governmental organizations involved in this case. It would be very hard to sweep it under the rug at this point. So the Bar Justice Department seems to work like a finely oiled machine, and I hope that it continues to do so, and I do think it will.
Well, you know, listen, I hope you're right, and I hope Barr does keep moving forward. He totally won my confidence, really, with a one-word answer. And when little Jerry Nadler told him that he wanted his notes from phone conversations, and Barr looked at him and just said, no. The whole answer was
It was
no.
Fantastic. It was like, fantastic.
It looked like somebody hit Jerry in the head with a bat. He's like, what? What? Pete, wait, what? You can't say that to me. That was a great moment for me.
It was a great. And you know, there's like a gif of him floating around where he just shrugs his shoulders with the water bottle in his hand. It's quite entertaining.
It's great. So we already knew this was going to start happening, and I think it's been going on forever. I don't think this is anything new. Google scrubbing photos of Epstein with Clinton and other prominent Democrats. But you know what? They have been doing this for a long time, and not just the Clintons, but anybody they feel could be. I mean, try to find. There's a lot of pictures of Wiener in certain situations. Louis Farrakhan and what have you. I started noticing about a year ago these pictures that I was able to easily find are getting harder and harder and harder to find these days. So don't tell me Google is on the side of the left, you know?
Oh, of course. There's an antitrust lawsuit coming from the government now, though, so that may change things a little bit. Something needs to be done about it because they're basically rewriting history. Not okay. And it can't be left to stand. It's horrible. You know, how are people supposed to make informed decisions if they can't find the information they need to make them?
Well, Tracy, you're a lot more optimistic than I am. I look at the government and think they can't make it. First of all, they can't make anything happen fast. Secondly, there's usually so many people close to the person like this Epstein that don't want to go down, or they don't want them to go down, that they bury all kinds of stuff. So, man, I hope you're right. I hope that Barr can make things happen. I'm not so sure. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. I want your email address, or I want you to sign up for text messaging. One of the two. Stop sending me emails that you're not getting notified if you're not on either one of those lists, okay? Facebook can't do anything about it, can't do anything about all those other services. However, let me just bring her on because I think she'll get a kick out of this story as well. Tracy Beams joins me. She's an investigative journalist at Uncover DC. And Tracy, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, we were getting, because you and I, during the break, were talking about the antitrust investigation that's going on. But I actually had some of our people send me emails. We used to send an email blast every week. We still do to a degree. But they were sending back the email to me saying, hey, look, this comes up as a spam site. So I don't get, there's no message here. It says I have to click to go through to see the actual message. Now, how many people who don't really understand how it works are going to click through? Interesting that Google chose us, and probably others like us, to say, hey, this mail that you got is from a spoof site / a spam site. You may not want to go on unless you're sure this mail is for you. Just amazing.
It's always an uphill battle. We're walking uphill in snow with no boots. and we just keep trudging along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you can't give up, but I think it's funny that people say we're making this stuff up, doesn't really happen. It's like, no, it does happen. We've been through, what, 3 Facebook pages. We've been through a clearing of 40-plus thousand Twitter names. It's just consistent with us, and I don't really care. I'm just dumb enough to keep pushing forward anyway. I don't know.
You're doing good.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about what took place today. And I, you know what? I know that everybody else is doing it, and I hate being on the bandwagon when it just comes out. But one of the biggies that came out today, and, you know, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, they're all out there still trying to push forward how, you know, impeachment should still be in the future here. But David Axelrod, diehard Democrat, he protects them no matter what. He came out today and he said, this is bad. This is very, very bad. You know, Mueller did not come off well. Totally confused. Almost it looked like he didn't know what was in his own report. And then at one point in time, kind of admitted that he didn't even write the report. This is bad for them, don't you think?
Absolutely. But like you said, there were a lot of things that came out today, and the Republicans did a really good job, especially in the first hearing. For example, you know, the Democrats brought up Konstantin Kilmanik quite a bit. He was supposedly, as per the Democrats, a Russian-linked figure who Paul Manafort sent over internal polling data to during the campaign. And Mueller put him in the report that way. But it's come out that Konstantin Kilmanik was actually a State Department asset from the Ukraine, not from Russia. And he was working with the State Department during the time that he was receiving that information from Paul Manafort. And that was brought up in there as well. Also, we got some hammer time on the Concord management case that's in court right now. Concord Management and Consulting was accused of conspiring with the IRA, the Internet Research Agency, to run a social media operation or, you know, kind of influence campaign on the election. And the judge in that case had recently admonished the government for saying that the IRA is linked to the Kremlin without being able to even prove it. So Mueller never thought the Concord management, or Weissman never thought the Concord management would come forward to actually fight the charges against them, and they did, and now the government can't prove that the IRA is even Kremlin-linked at all, which puts a huge damper on the entire Russia collusion portion that they were able to put forward. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we also learned, like you said, that Mueller likely didn't even write this report, and his investigation wasn't hampered at all from his own mouth. So when you think about that logically in terms of what it looks like for obstruction of justice, you're sitting there saying, okay, nobody bothered you. You were able to do everything that you wanted to do. What was he obstructing exactly? Having thoughts and feelings is an obstruction. And we hammered home the point as well that there's a presumption of innocence for every single person in this, every American citizen, and that it's not the government's job to prove
Except Donald Trump. Let's get that straight now.
That's correct. He's not below the law, was the quote. He's not below the law either.
Yeah.
And I really hope that they continue to say, nobody is above the law, no matter who they are, because there's plenty of people that acted in a way that was below, you know, not above board, so to speak, that I think have their time coming. And I hope the Democrats will maintain that consistency.
Well, one of the things I love about today, too, is that it was driven home on more than one occasion that the Russians did interfere with our elections in the 2016 elections. And I like to say, under Obama, it was Obama's DOJ, it was Obama's FBI, it was Obama's CIA that should have had a handle on this, or the NSA that should have had a handle on this and made something happen. So I'm kind of okay with the fact that they kept saying, no, there was Russian interference in our elections because, again, last I checked, Trump didn't get elected until 2016, didn't take office till 17. So who was responsible for allowing the Russians in, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, it was the DNC, and it was Fusion GPS, which Mueller had no idea, apparently, what Fusion GPS was or who Glenn Simpson was.
That was amazing.
And Christopher Steele. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting here like, are you serious? It was insane. It was insanity. And, you know, Christopher Steele took information from Russian disinformation agents and put it into his dossier that even he didn't vouch for in lawsuits about it. So there's a huge story here that, you know, has been uncovered so far, but we're hoping to bring out more. And the Republicans did a great job in their questioning today. Another point, they went really into the kind of withholding and changing of words to withhold exculpatory information. So the American people are supposed to trust that the Mueller report is sound, yet the Mueller report omits certain language that changes the context of sentences to portray a different picture than what has actually happened. And they went after him on that as well.
Well, as well they should. I mean, look at this is, when you think about this, when they were asking about the FISA warrant, and they asked Mueller at one point in time, you were in control under the last time the warrant came through. Did you sign off on it? And he said, no, I didn't put it together. I looked at it, but I didn't put it together. And like it was no big deal when it was a big part of the investigation as a whole. Let me ask you a question here before we run out of time. Who turns on who?
Who turns on who? Oh, yeah. Goodness. It's all about leverage, isn't it? I think that McCabe is probably singing like a bird, and Christopher Steele probably threw everybody under the bus.
Well, he's a big player in it as well. And this is, again, when it comes to D.C., ultimately, they're going to save their own butts. Remember, this is why I say they need to pick up Hillary. Hillary said, if they come after me, I'm going to take half of D.C. down with me. So I think if they go after Loretta Lynch, they go after Hillary, you know, we just go right down the whole list of people they should have in cells near each other so they can kind of hear each other. And we'll get all this information. We can really clean this place up pretty quick.
The only reason why Hillary Clinton is safe or was safe is because Barack Obama knew about her email server.
Yep.
And now that that's eroding, she's got not much left to hang on to here.
Well,
not
listen,
much.
He was sending her emails. I'm telling people it was nobody beat it up. But there were story after story about him sending her emails. How do you send emails to somebody you say that you don't know what their address is or that they even had a server? And even Bill threw her under the bus. Remember when she said that Bill was... He said, I sent two emails in my life. That was it. God.
Worst part of it is that email address had to be whitelisted. So the State Department and the White House had to whitelist her personal email address for her to be able to email the president and vice versa.
It's just amazing. All right, Tracy, tell people where they can find you, where they can find your writings, and that kind of thing.
Great. You guys can find me on uncoverdc.com or on Twitter at Tracy Beamed with a Z.
Yeah, until they nix that one, right? I mean,
until they nix that one.
I think that Twitter's going to go. This is going to go right to the wall with everything, and do what they're going to do until they get nailed. That's kind of my opinion because you've got people with hundreds of thousands of followers, and once you wipe them out, you don't easily put them back. So I think they're on a free for all at this point in time. That's just my opinion.
Well, let's pray that I keep my account so I can keep informing people what's actually happening in the world.
I agree with you. But, you know, I tell people, pay attention to the people you like, the ones that you're following. Make sure you keep track of their website so that if something does happen, you can always go to the website and get the new address or get the new way to be in touch with them. That's the only way we're going to win. We're going to have to start thinking outside the box and truly start to support each other. Anyway, Tracy, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. So I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Look, hang out. We got a lot coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about teenagers again. I know how much I love about talking about teenagers. But we're going to talk about teenagers again because school is starting. And some of you have young kids. And now you're sending them to school with their iPods, their iPads, their smartphones, their Androids. And you wonder why they're acting like they're brain dead. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head up to the website. Get involved, get engaged, give me your email address, be part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. Don't just sit around complaining and arguing and whining. Truly be part of the solution. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.